SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
好欢迎各位收听文化三六零。在我们日常生活中呢，有时候我们会用男士或者女士来到表示男子或者女子的。那这个士字在这里呢，是一种尊称来的。就是说我们叫男士就比叫男子呢，就是更加有礼貌，更加呢是尊敬的。其他还有很多名词呢都会用到个士字的。譬如护士或者兵士等等都有唔少嘅。喺古代嘅时候呢，这个士字呢就有好多层嘅意思嘅。就譬如喺战国时候呢，我哋总系有所谓礼贤下士。咁呢啲士啊，都系一啲有学问或者有技能嘅人。而当时啊，正系因为诸侯之间啊，总系有兼聘嘅情况出现。咁好多嘅贵族或者国君呢，都会啊去物色、去招揽呢啲有才学、有技能嘅人啊，嚟到帮助佢哋国家能够富强起上嚟。而当中最著名的就有所谓战国四公子。四公子之中呢，最受到史记的作者司马迁欣赏的呢，就是我们这几集都提到的信陵君。上一集我们就讲到信陵君为了要救赵国，不惜带着他那些的门客就话要去同秦军拼个你死我活。咁当然啦，咁样做都只係以卵击石，对救赵啊完全起唔到作用，无补于事㗎。幸好就有一位义士侯影为佢出谋划策，信陵君依照佢嘅计谋呢，请虞姬取得虎符，并且呢就去到晋鄙嘅大军，准备係接掌军权的。晋鄙拿着兵符一对，果然是没错，但是心里面始终是非常之疑惑的。他举起手，两眼不停地打量着信陵君，就说我带了十万大军驻扎在国境上，这些是国家托付给我的重任，现在你完全不带任何的护随人马，单身前来就说要接替我的兵权，究竟是怎么一回事啊？晋鄙还想说拒绝交出兵权，随同信陵君来到的珠海就立即将收藏在酒桶里面重四十斤的铁锤拎出来，当头打落去，晋鄙就立即身亡了。信陵君接过晋鄙的军权，就检阅人马，发布命令。他说呢，如果父亲同个仔都在军队里面的呢，父亲就返去自己家乡。兄弟都在军中的话呢，哥哥就返去。如果是独子冇兄弟的话呢，咁就返去屋企奉养自己父母。咁经过咁样整编呢，就得到精兵八万人。咁跟住佢哋就进兵去攻秦军。秦军得到消息就马上解围撤走咗啦。咁样就救咗邯郸，亦都保存咗赵国。赵王同埋平原君亲自去到国界上面迎接信陵君。平原君孭住信陵君嘅箭袋喺前面呢，係为信陵君引路。 赵王向信陵君拜完又拜，就话呢从古到今啊，所有贤德嘅人冇一个比得上你啊！咁呢个时候呢，平原君都觉得自己嘅才德同信陵君相比，真系相差得太远啦。上一集曾经提到话，侯嬴讲俾信陵君听，话当佢计算到信陵君到达晋鄙嘅大军嗰日呢，佢就会面向北方引剑自杀嘅。咁果然呢，到咗嗰日，佢系抿颈自尽嘅。之所以咁做，或者系因为想激励信陵君系去救赵，亦都可能呢系因为作为一位义士，佢系负担起一个责任，因为呢个计划到底呢都系背负咗魏国，虽然系救咗赵国嘅。
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
好啦，我哋睇翻魏王啊，当佢知道信陵君盗窃兵符、假传命令，仲杀死晋鄙啊，非常非常愤怒啊！咁信陵君亦都知道，为咗呢件事呢，魏王系痛恨佢嘅，佢都唔好意思啊，翻去见魏王啦。咁当击退咗秦军，保卫咗赵国之后呢，信陵君就派遣部下将领统率军队翻去魏国，而佢自己同嗰啲门客呢就留喺赵国。赵孝成王为咗感激信陵君夺取晋鄙嘅兵权，救咗赵国，就同平原君商议，打算将五座城池封俾佢。信陵君听到之后，心里面感到好骄傲，面上亦都流露出呢自以为有功嘅神气噃。咁就有一位门客对佢咁讲噃，佢话有啲事情系唔应该忘记嘅，但系亦都有啲事啊系应该要忘记嘅。嗱，如果人哋对你有恩德，咁你就唔应该忘记啦。如果你对人哋有恩德嘅话呢，咁你就应该要忘记㗎。而呢一次假传魏王命令夺得晋鄙嘅军权，救咗赵国，对赵国嚟讲固然係有功，但係对魏国嚟讲你就绝对唔係一个忠臣。你而家就以背负咗魏国，救咗赵国，就认为自己有功，骄傲自满。我认为你咁样是好唔应该啊。呢一番嘅说话信陵君听咗之后，立刻深深咁责备自己，非常惭愧啊，真係有啲无地自容咁样。后来当赵国召开盛大嘅欢迎宴会，赵王打扫咗殿堂台阶，仲亲自到门口迎接贵客，執行咗主人嘅礼节，带领公子走到去殿堂西边的台阶。但是信陵君呢就只是侧住个身来到行，还一路辞让，不敢以宾客自居。他随着赵王由东面的阶梯走上去殿堂，并且说自己有罪在身，对不住魏国，而同时对赵国也都没什么功劳可言的。赵王就一路陪住公子饮酒到黄昏，咁佢原本想话攞五座嘅城池封俾佢嘅，咁但系见信陵君咁谦虚，佢始终讲唔出口啊。 之后呢，信陵君就留喺赵国，赵王就将号城啊送俾佢作为呢佢日常嘅生活费用同埋佢休息嘅地方。而后来魏国亦都将啊信陵君原本嘅封地信陵呢系归还翻俾佢。咁但系信陵君呢依然系住喺赵国嘅。喺赵国，信陵君就听到话喺嗰度呢有两个隐士，一个叫做毛公，通常就混喺嗰啲聚岛嘅人中间啊；另外一个就叫做薛公，佢就住喺啲卖酒嘅店铺里面啊。信陵君好想见呢两个人，但系呢两个人总系躲藏住，唔肯见佢啊。有一日，信陵君打听到毛公同埋薛公所在嘅地方，就静悄悄咁去揾佢哋。咁仲要呢，佢哋彼此啊交谈得好投机。而平原君知道呢件事之后呢，就对佢夫人讲：开头啊，我听讲话你弟弟呢系一个天下无双嘅人。而家我听到话佢竟然间同嗰啲赌徒啊卖酒嘅人交往。我諗你弟弟都系一个好荒唐嘅人嚟嘅啫。咁佢嘅夫人听到呢番话之后呢，就话俾佢弟弟信陵君知道啦。信陵君对平原君嘅批评又有啲乜嘢反应呢？咁下一集呢，我再会继续同大家讲㗎啦。好多谢各位收听文化360，下次再会啦。
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦。
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.